Welcome to Reclaiming the Republic. This show is sponsored by ReclaimingTheRepublic.org. I am G.R. Mobley. This is an educational grassroots program focused on uniting and leading in restoring the Republic and placing the federal government back into the scope and framework of the Constitution once again. And welcome back. I know we got content to go through, and we're going to get through some of that content. But what I'm going to do, and like I promised, is we're going to get into the how do you get started? What do you have to do? And I've got another article coming. If you have not read, and these are free. As a matter of fact, these articles that I'm writing kind of lay it out as to what the problem is. And as a matter of fact, if you go to the Constitutional Articles page, the first article, you need to read them in series, because as I lay out the information, I try not to repeat too much stuff. But in the fourth article, I am repeating some stuff regarding protesting and so forth. But the first article you really need to read, and again, these will probably end up being converted into a book, because I lay out the academic argument of what the real problem is, and you need to read that, because this gives you the framers' definition of what a standing army is. A standing army is not just a military force. A standing army is a enforcement agency, an enforcement bureaucracy, because they pointed to the king and how he had an army to use force into forcing the, you know, you stay out of my forest. You can't harvest any, you know, any of the wildlife or the game in the forest to survive. That's for me. When that land actually should have belonged to the people, to everybody. But the king took everything because he wanted to make sure that the peasants couldn't get too far above. They couldn't advance themselves. So anyway, so you have to read these articles. They're long articles, but I provide a lot of citations in these articles. And so the next article that I'm writing is actually using the first tooth in the Constitution. There are several teeth in the Constitution. And the third article, actually, let me tell you what the second article was. Martial law in the 21st century. That's the next article you need to read. The article following that would be the unseen teeth in the Constitution. So I lay out this argument of what the government shouldn't be doing. They do not have the authority to do all of these things. And then I basically lay out that the government, the federal government and the state government, can no longer utilize martial law because of what they have done. They've basically gotten rid of the only mechanism that allows them to call and declare martial law. Martial law was unconstitutional when declared by Abraham Lincoln. So, as we kind of look and see, they've been making a lot of this stuff up as they go along. They're like kids, but actually, they get away with it because they believe they're sitting in a higher chair. And because they're sitting in a higher chair, well, we think that they have more authority than us, when actually the Constitution clearly states that they don't. They only have more authority over those things delegated. They have absolute authority over those few powers delegated. So this next article, which I'm in the process of writing, getting it done hopefully this week, what I want to do is I kind of want to cover that content today. But before I do, I'll go through the obligatories. But I think it's really important. This is what I was stating last week or earlier as we were going through content. Yeah, I think it was just earlier this week. I'm losing track of time. But we need to understand how to go about it, because we don't have a lot of time. And so I want to go through this on the show today. And if we have to bleed into tomorrow, we will. But I want you to understand that there is a methodical process of going through your county for you to actually start kicking butt and taking names, right? That's what we have to do. So in that line of thought, I'm going to kind of provide to you which butts we kick first, and, you know, the sequence of doing it and how to do it. And so I actually need to get a hold of Bob Schultz, because I need to let him know kind of what I'm doing. But I am, you know, in the conversations with the NLA, trying to get them engaged in doing this. But anywho, so what we want to do is we want to actually build our way, or, you know, clear up the obligatories so that we can get into the meat that I want to talk about. As you know, the show is sponsored by republicreview.org, not just reclaimingtherepublic.org. And you were listening to the only show that does this. This is the only show that goes through the academic. I mean, I postulate these theories, and I do understand that I am not talking about the magic grapefruit that everybody in the news cycle is talking about. I acknowledge the fact that the news cycle is really pornographic for those people who just can't get away. I mean, they're addicted to, oh, what's going on in Australia? What's going on in Europe? What's going on in D.C.? What happened to those Washington January 6th rioters? I mean, there is more. We have so much information in the news cycle, it will consume every facet of your life. So either you break the addiction or you allow it to basically consume you so that you become completely ineffective in fighting. Now, the people I'm running into in social media and in other spaces, they're fighters. They've woken up. They've said, I'm not doing this anymore. And in some ways, they're responding to what they think is, wow, we've got to stop this one thing. You know what? There are so many bad things that have happened that to undo all of those things, the only way to do this and the only way to stop the evil immediately is through interposition. As I've talked about, I will be, and I'm hoping maybe this week, if not by next week, have John Gentry on and Keith Broders on so that we can have conversations. Keith Broders is a bevy of information, because what he likes doing is he likes researching the details, and he has the I'll just say the keen eye to be able to determine and discern. You know, what he's reading and be able to connect the dots. And there's not a lot of people that are capable of doing that, but I recognize he's one of those that's capable of doing that. As I move forward through the obligatories, have you gone to constitutioneducation.us? If you're looking to learn about the Constitution, and actually if you're looking to, you know, provide your kids access to, you know, constitutional education or so forth, here you go. You don't have to start feeding them Hillsdale stuff that actually embraces more of the revisionist view of our Constitution than anything else. Timber Nation, if you're looking for good quality hardwood furnishings for your home, well done. And it's free shipping, and it basically comes as a, I believe it's a RTA, ready to assemble type of, you know, crates and so forth. And everything lines up perfectly. You just put, and as a matter of fact, having received some RTA like beds, oak beds and so forth of, you know, very expensive, the quality of the workmanship, I was really disappointed of these, you know, rustic barn oak beds that we got for a visitor's room. Because they didn't bore the holes properly for the hardware that they gave us. And actually, I broke a couple of the bolts going in. I had to actually re-drill out those holes to make them a little bigger because they didn't pay attention to the detail. Well, Timber Nation, they got it right, and they do it right. Anyway, because I did not have any problems drilling in and anchoring these bolts into this furnishings. Anyway, check them out, radiodustcovers.com, if you want to protect your hardware. Now, I do want to make a comment, because one of the things, even though Youngkin has won as a Republican, and some of the comments I'm starting to see, because here's the thing. I think Virginia was kind of duped, because I didn't find out myself, because it wasn't really public knowledge, that Youngkin was a member of the CFR, Council on Foreign Relations. And I would not have been supporting him in the primary. I think that it should have been out there leading, that this guy is not the guy we want. It's almost like getting a George Bush to become your governor because he's a part of the deep state. The CFR is associated to the deep state, period. And so it's interesting how now they have a deep state governor. And Ion, if you look at McCullough, McCullough's a pretty smart guy. And he basically went out there and committed Harry Caray. He basically committed suicide when he started, because he had to have known. He's a smart guy. These guys make a living out of lying and being deceptive. And he came right out and was honest with people, saying he doesn't believe parents should be able to tell. You know, he had to have known that that was going to be the nail in his coffin to seal his bid for governor again. I honestly don't think, I think he was put into the race to run against the non-deep state Republican. So either way, whoever is basically in charge of Virginia as the governor, they wanted to make sure they had a deep state. I believe that's what we've actually seen play out. And so you'll see Youngkin do some things that people will like, but he's going to actually do things that I don't think a state governor should be doing, or actually he won't assert the sovereignty of the state that he is actually a governor for. And so just remember, we don't elect kings. These are supposed to be representatives, and governors are just executives. That's all they are. They're not representatives. They're not sovereigns. But somehow we believe that they are, and they're not. Anyway, we'll be right back after these two promos. Thank you so much. If you run a business or an organization, you already know email is an essential tool for communicating. If you're interested in reducing your overhead and increasing your productivity, I personally recommend you look into AdLocal email marketing services. AdLocal has a special offer for my listeners with email services that start at $10 a month for your first 1,000 addresses. If you want to increase customer retention, grow your market presence, track your statistics, and improve your engagement with your customers with modern, elegant emails that express the personality of your business with emails that integrate with your website, you need to contact AdLocal, and they handle the rest. Take it from me. AdLocal offers the best solutions for all organization sizes, and they lead with their pricing and the 24-hour customer service. Folks, it's time to call AdLocal at 866-88-ADLOCAL or visit them on the web at www.adlocal.com. If you've listened to my show, Reclaiming the Republic, then you should understand that the Constitution is neither a living document nor a noble guide to governance. In accordance to Article 7, the Constitution is a hard, fast contract, and the states are the only stakeholders in this contract. Integral in contract law, the stakeholders or states possess the inherent authority to exercise oversight and enforcement over their contract. This means they can audit the federal government by the contract, and with republic review, they can enforce compliance to their constitution. Any single state can perform the audit, but when states begin to unite in the auditing process, this is what is referred to as republic review. Please read my argument for republic review, as well as my description of the republic review model on reclaimingtherepublic.org. We even have a graphic flowchart that shows you how republic review works. If you want to learn more, contact me on Facebook or send me an email. Thank you.
Friends, if you have any questions or comments, we have our 24-hour comment line at 425-270-5416.
Okay, let me do a couple more things before I dive into the county. Now, one of the things that kind of struck me, and I found myself, you know, all of a sudden going down a path of going, I seem to do this every time. Every time somebody that is popular, that is young, and as a matter of fact, it just happened, Terrence Wilson, a lot of you may not know, he was the key voice to UB40. It's a reggae group that was kind of popular in the 80s, 90s, and so forth. Anyway, apparently, he's only 64 years old, and he died, after a short
complication or medical illness, after a short medical illness, I think is what they said in the news. But see, they're really ambiguous. Oh, but they're ambiguous because they, you know, they don't want to intrude upon this popular person's privacy. Three P's. Anyway, I found myself wanting to confirm because it seems like almost every time I find that somebody had just passed away after a short bout of illness, that sure has a signature to it that this person got vaccinated and they died. Now, are you like that? When you see that in the news, you see somebody and you go, wow, because I haven't gone down to, you know, tried to do the research to confirm what kind of illness he had. Was it a reaction to a vaccine or what? But I'll bet you you're in the same boat as me. And so it's kind of interesting how all of a sudden we start developing these receptors or responses as we start looking at things. And this is an indictment on how bad things really are. How bad does it have to get, folks, when you start recognizing that you're taking these types of responses to heart? Come on. This is an indictment that it is so bad that we no longer have any faith and trust in the news or anything we're being fed, and that, you know, they're at least reporting the death, but they're not telling us the truth. And that in itself, I believe, is the biggest indictment of all, because I can't see why, you know, we should be so misinformed and so managed and so manipulated other than for, you know, evil designs. And this has to kind of, hopefully, these types of things in your behavior, if you're not fully committed to doing what you need to be doing, I'm hoping that these things are, you know, motivators to actually start going, you know what? If I don't do this, if I don't get involved, it ain't going to happen. Because, friends, this needs people to get involved. You need to get other people involved. You need to actually use any leadership traits, any leadership training, skills, what have you, to getting people involved. You don't have to be a salesperson. As a matter of fact, I've ran into and I work with people that have sales backgrounds, but they're not leaders. And so I don't think that they're necessarily hitting, you know, the ball out of the park. But that being what it is, we do have a comment line, 425-270-5416. I would ask that if you have any questions or comments regarding any of the content that we go through or marketing or what have you, just give us a call, 425-270-5416. Now, we've talked about all of the roles. As a matter of fact, not too long ago, I went through all of the roles, and I've kind of reviewed these with you just recently. But I believe I went through the organizational structure back in the end of July into August timeframe. And so we kind of laid out what the unorganized militia and how it needed to operate. And you obviously now understand that petitions, doing petition drives, is how you start getting people to getting engaged. Now, when people sign a petition, don't lie to them and say, this is going to get this person, done. What we have to do is we have to say, this is the beginning of using the tools that we have in the Constitution and going after those who aren't supporting the Constitution. Because bottom line, when we have public servants who do not support the oath, that means they're attacking our liberties and our Constitution, because they're allowing these continued attacks against the Constitution. I'll give you a good point and an example. Look at the southern border. That is an attack on our Constitution. The Constitution clearly states, and by allowing these people to overrun us, this is terrible. I mean, this cannot be acceptable. We have to start doing something about it. So I haven't gotten the second petition up, but I will. I hope to have it done hopefully by the end of this week, if not maybe next week. But I've got to call Bob because I sent it to Bob, and I know he's probably mowing through these things. I don't know. Maybe he's just working on We the People stuff. But I will find out from Bob. And I know John Gentry is taking a look. You know what? I don't think I sent the email to him. So note to self, I got to get that email because we just talked, I think, yesterday or Saturday or what have you. And I told him I'd send him this content and so forth. But anywho, okay, so note to self, send an email to John Gentry because he's another First Amendment petition guy that actually uses these things and does has had success. He's removed judges, and he's just talking more and more about how they're violating our rights. Folks, if you're going to go out and protest, you might as well just go to the walk over to the jail and say, arrest me because I'm going to protest, and I'm not going to be protesting for the overthrow of the country. I'm actually protesting to support the Constitution, which is now deemed and perceived by our government and all law enforcement as a crime. So, okay, arrest me now. Because if that's what you're going to do, then there you go. And don't tell me I didn't warn you. Now, if you're going to start using your First Amendment petitions, you have this is a civil right. You have a civil right to petition government, and they can make no law, no regulation to constrict you. Now, they may have an administrative process that says you have to file it with the clerk first, before you petition. That's all. You just have to, and you can do that the same day. Here's the petition I'm going to be petitioning the county commissioners, and walk in and basically petition the county commissioners during their meeting. And they will stop and they will listen to everything. They will take that and then they will get back to you. Now, that's in a good constitutional county. Now, a lot of counties, and if you're starting from scratch and you don't have any rapport and you don't know who, the first who that you need to focus on, because why? There is a good likelihood that if some of your targets, and here's some of your targets, the county commissioners or supervisors, the school board, as well as, maybe utilities or other commissions and other voted. As a matter of fact, I think we have in some, transportation commissions. You have to look at all the type of people that you vote for, all the public offices that you have in your county, depending on the county you live in. And you need to find out if some of those are actually utilizing, their office for supporting unconstitutional things, like the school board, like your county commissioners. So you need to identify who those targets are that you have in the county. But your first reach out, your first petition actually isn't a petition first. What you need to do is you need to make an appointment with, the organization, however many people you get. We're going to go talk to the sheriff to basically support us. Who's with me? Because you need to go down there with a large enough people, or you need to invite him to come to a group meeting. So you need to start getting as much people as you possibly can. So what you do, the best way to build an organization is by sitting at a table outside a grocery store that you in your community, a very busy, or Walmart, and have a little table out there and have information regarding the First Amendment right of petition. If you need help making a brochure, I will help you. Or I will reach out to NLA, We the People, or what have you. We need to start creating brochures that we can actually make for you. Then you have to print them, and then you fold them, and then you can hand these brochures that become very educational in helping people understand this right of petition that you have a civil right to do. So anyway, then you actually approach the sheriff or have him come to your group meeting. How do you get a group meeting? Again, you're creating people to sign this petition to start getting, you know, if you want to go after the school board, then you start meeting outside Walmart and get people to sign up and say, we need to get organized. And what I'm trying to do is I'm not trying to create a 503C3 or what have you, whatever the numbers are. Forgive me. I'm terrible with names, and I don't do the 501C3s. I think it is the 501C3. Anyway, when you start meeting people, you let them know that you need to contact them, because the first thing you're going to be doing, and we have to do this as a group, is we want to have the sheriff come to talk to us. Why? Well, you want to actually find out if that sheriff is going to immediately support you or not. You need to find out if that sheriff is friend or foe. So anyway, we're going to go into a quick break. When we come back, I'll talk about friend or foe, this old technology that aircrafts use, and we will talk about the importance of what we're really doing and why we have to do this. This is a movement, and taking a political movement. We'll be right back. Folks, as you know, online fraud is on the rise, and it's more important than ever for your new and existing customers to be able to determine whether they are using a website with a secured connection. If you didn't know, Google mandated in 2017 that all data submitted to its linked websites must be secure with SSL certificates. Without SSL certificates, your site is listed by Google as not secure. In other words, without these certificates, your site will be harder to find, and this will impact new traffic and ultimately your revenue. Whether you're a blogger or in e-commerce, AdLocal will help protect your website from all forms of data breaches, phishing scams, and build a secure environment for your businesses, big or small. Contact AdLocal by calling 866-88-ADLOCAL. Or visit them on the web at www.adlocal.com for custom pricing. To become a citizen, one must take an oath to support and defend the Constitution. Those of us who are naturally born citizens are obligated and duty-bound to fulfill the same oath, even though we're not required to take it, because it is implied upon us at birth. This is why I cannot emphasize enough the importance in supporting businesses who are supporting our Constitution. We have to stop supporting businesses that have chosen to hide behind political correctness, and obviously we must stop supporting progressive businesses who are working to undermine our republic and our Constitution. Do not let businesses or organizations convince you that they are supporting the Constitution by supporting protests for social justice. By definition, social justice is the distribution of wealth, opportunities, and privileges within a society. In other words, they're calling for socialism, which is incompatible with individual liberty and individual sovereignty and our Constitution. With that, please consider supporting businesses who advertise on this show and this radio station. Don't forget, you can call our 24-hour comment line to ask a question or to speak on any topic. Dial 425-270-5416. Okay, so as I was just saying, that this really is a political movement that you're creating. We don't have time. So part of the political movement, because a part of our civics movement, civics activism, whatever you want to call it, because part of the thing that you have to start educating people when they start signing on the petition, you got to let them know that they're actually now becoming a part of the unorganized militia. You don't have to have a gun. You don't need to be a part of anything. But the Constitution requires that every county have a militia. And the Constitution also requires, as the government has formed, that they required not just when the framers, they just started the Constitutional Republic, they said not only are we supposed to have a militia, but we have to have an unorganized militia as well. And so you kind of let them know that they're becoming, but you don't probably do that when they sign. What you do is you get them to start understanding, wanting to be a part of this organization. Because the organization you're creating is actually a civics organization. You are a part of the constitutional framework, Because what is the militia? In its responsibilities in the Constitution, it is our job to enforce the constitutional laws. Ultimately, when you give them that first article, what is the real problem? It lays that out completely, that the militia, unorganized and organized, the organized are the ones that go out and enforce it, but ultimately the unorganized is the final check. Because if the organized militia becomes corrupt, then it is the unorganized militia that is the final check on tyranny. And that's why there is no check at all on the tyranny we're facing, because people do not understand that we are all responsible in controlling and keeping tyranny in check. Okay? So, now we want to focus and have a meeting with, and you want to get your group, your unorganized militia for your county is what we're going to call it. We want you to get them together, so instead of going into his office may not be big enough for everybody, but we want to make sure that he understands that there's a movement afoot and it's growing. And you can basically, you know, if you want to count all the signatures and say, well, we've got, 400 people that are getting on board with this, and this is a very quick growing movement. And, you know, only, you know, the 60 of us have shown up for this particular meeting because of schedules. But we want to know, what will you do? So you have to have this conversation. The best thing you do before you actually ask him this question I was going to lead into, you first need to ask him what he understands about the First Amendment right of petitioning. And he may look at you with this, you know, look like, what the heck are you talking about? Petitioning, what is that? So this is where you have to kind of lay it out to him, and you kind of, and this is where we come in. We need to give you some kind of brochure. So, or you can create your own, and you can give him the Bob Schultz printout, the history of the First Amendment petition and why we have it in the Constitution. This way, these folks can start understanding, wow, I never knew this. I was never taught this. Because remember I said reasonable people, equally informed, seldom disagree. And there's a good likelihood that even though your sheriff may not seem constitutional, because that's only, 9 times out of 10, it's only because he's never learned. He doesn't understand it. And as you start explaining to him, this means this, this means this, they go, wow, what else did I not know? But bottom line is, now that he knows, the question you have for him is, does he acknowledge your right of petition? And it cannot be abridged. And does he acknowledge that it cannot be abridged? In other words, they can't make up some arbitrary rule that shuts me down when I am petitioning my government or any elected official. We have the right to petition and, you know, demand that they redress our grievances because they are our public servants. And so if the sheriff says, absolutely, I recognize this, and go, well, what we want then, we request, because then you basically schedule your group to appear with this signed petition for the school board, for your county commissioners, whichever, I'm putting air quotes up here, whichever elected board you're going to approach or elected official, maybe it's the mayor, whomever, because you can use these petitions on any elected official. And so you let them know, okay, well, on this day, the school board convenes and we need sheriffs there and we need them instructed to understand that the school board cannot deny us with time or any constraints whatsoever in petitioning them. And so what we're going to do is we're going to film this petitioning and we want to have a sheriff there to arrest these people if they refuse to allow us to petition them. We need you to enforce our civil rights. Will you do that? And if he says yes, then this is a good move, and you've got more movement in your county, and you can get more movement quicker in your county if you've got the sheriff supporting you. If the sheriff won't support you, then you've got another problem, because he has to be the first person in your targeting list. So then when he's all done, and you be, you know, you don't be mean or rude or anything like that. But if he says, heck no, I'm not supporting the Constitution like that, you know, and by the way, when he comes to that meeting, you want to make sure that it is recorded so that you're filming this, because this is a formal meeting that you want to make sure you have a videotape of. So now you have the sheriff on record for saying, I'm not going to support your constitutional rights. And at that point, when you, because he's then identified himself as a foe. And I think I've talked about this before, but if I haven't, there is this this automatic radar that constantly goes out from an aircraft. At least they used to do this. They may use different technology, but it was IFF radar. And IFF radar was identify friend or foe. And that radar would send out a beep, and that aircraft would reply to that beep, basically letting you know that that is a bogey, because it didn't respond with the proper code. And so it means it's an enemy. So I believe I've already covered this. But that's what you're doing here. You're basically pinging. You're basically going out and saying, are you a friend or foe? Friend or foe? Are you a friend or foe? And this is how we identify and how we go after these culprits. Now, I'm here to tell you that there may be counties that absolutely are lost because the county itself is filled with Bolsheviks. In other words, they want people to actually, you know, not support the Constitution. So one of the things you may have to come to grips with is that you may have to move out of your county. As people move out of that county, there goes the, you know, the support base, the economic base, and you have to start moving and making your purchases and supporting economically a county government that will actually protect your rights. The reason we moved out of California was literally, and we can, if you look at the news today, they're actually, they do not care a peep about your personal rights, your life. They don't care about protecting your life or your property. They will protect the Bolsheviks' lives and their lack of property, and they'll take your property and give it to them. They are the antithetical government of what we're supposed to have in America. And so we recognize this. We saw that in the tea leaves back in 2012, 2013, and this is why, you know, when I was going to retire, we were going to get the heck out of Dodge, and we did so quick. We actually were living in the house before we sold our house there. And so that's how fast we got out of Dodge. And I would highly recommend whatever you can do to get out of the county if you are in a Bolshevik revolution county, because there's no, you can't fight it. You are fighting a democracy. And the bottom line, it is what it is. When it comes to representation, when it comes to sheriffs, if everybody has a right to vote, then they're going to, and those counties will continually steal votes. Now, this is why it is important, because those counties where the sheriff, the auditor, all these people are a bunch of communists, when you leave, you actually bring their voter rolls down as well. So it all of a sudden becomes a flagrant violation when the county that only has 80,000 or let's say 800,000 voters registered, and it's basically counts a million votes for its election, then, okay, everybody can scratch their head and go, how did they do that? And that should actually trigger an audit. It should actually trigger, you know, this, hey, everybody's got to look into this. And as your red county start, because every state, look at New York, look at California, every state has a red county. You need to start moving to the red counties, and you need to start bolstering the businesses and so forth to support that county, because it's kind of like supporting a country, because the breakup of the states are just like state or counties. These counties are just like states within the federal government. We don't recognize them with the same level of sovereignty, but we should. We're not understanding our constitutional roots, but that's another problem. We will be right back after these two promos. Thank you so much. I've been on the radio for a couple of years, and for over a decade, I have been providing content to help patriots understand what has to be done if we're going to save our Constitution and our Republic. Not one academic has been able to refute my argument for Republic Review, and even most conservative entertainers will not support Republic Review due to self-interest reasons. If you have not read my bullet point descriptions and executive summaries, you need to so that you can understand what we all need to do. I am trying to give patriots the necessary knowledge to take back our Constitution and Republic. Go to reclaimingtherepublic.org so you can read my bullet points and view the Republic Review flowchart. You can even order my executive summaries, books, and other content to understand the simplicity of what we have to do. This way, you will know what, why, and how to support the reclaiming of our Republic. Again, please take a look at my content on reclaimingtherepublic.org so you can become a part of the solution. To set the record straight, Republic Review is neither an Article 5 convention nor a convention of states. In accordance with Article 5 of the Constitution, this convention requires 2/3 of the states to apply to Congress to convene a convention with the intent to amend the Constitution. This convention is unable to solve our real problem, which is non-compliance to the Constitution, and would be dangerous to convene at this time. In contrast, Republic Review is the process of the states exerting its constitutional authority over the Constitution. An audit does not require an application to Congress. This authority is inherent to principal stakeholders of a contract. Why do we need Republic Review? Because this is the only way the states can deal with the federal encroachments into roles, responsibilities, and powers that belong to the states. To learn more about Republic Review, please go to reclaimingtherepublic.org to read my content and my model on the audit and Republic Review process. As a reminder, if you have any questions or comments, we have a 24-hour comment line, 425-270-5416. Okay, so if your sheriff is a foe, then you've got a tougher road to hoe. Now, like I said, I would highly recommend that you leave the county and you get everybody in your group to say, we've all got to leave. We got to move over here to this county because we don't have the sheriff that we need. However, if you're in a situation where you can't do that because bottom line, when it comes to government, when it comes to everything, it's about money. And so when you maintain your residency in an area that no longer represents you, then the strongest voting message you can send is moving by voting with your feet. If you can't do that, and you say, well, I don't have the capacity and capability, but I would advise everybody that's a part of the unorganized militia to say, if you can, you need to move. But if not, then we have a tough road to hoe because we have to actually start educating a lot of people. But more importantly, then what you do is you go down in your next step. If the sheriff is a foe, and he won't do what he's supposed to do, he won't support his job in protecting your civil rights, then what you do is you organize with your school board, because you still can go down and you can petition your school board and charge them with peddling pornography and demand that the sheriff, you can ask the sheriff, that, hey, you're going to be there, and if you want to arrest us, we want to make sure we get it on film so that you do it, you know, instead of coming to our house in the middle of the night, why don't you just do it so we can get it on film? But bottom line is, what you want to do is you need to do your petition to the board of the school board, and I was going to say board of supervisors, but the school board. And what you want to do is petition them to tell them that they need to resign for violating the state law. So you have to look up pornography and decency laws, and then you'll put this into your petition. We'll help you with the petition, but you'll need to look up the laws themselves. And then once you put these things into the parts where the petition needs to go, then you can demand that they recall and destroy all pornography distributed to minors that have, you know, that are legally, we're legally responsible for protecting them, and then demand that every school board member resign for supporting the distribution of pornography to minors. Now, they're going to completely dismiss you, but at that point in time, you've now levied a charge against that they've actually committed a crime that is an actual code crime in the state of whatever. And so when you actually communicate that crime, and if there's a sheriff there, you should pan over to the sheriff and go, do you realize that these people have actually distributed this? And what you do is you provide, because you bring the curriculum, because how do you get the curriculum? Your parents, right? Go get your sex ed books from your kids, because that crap has pornographic material in it. And so what you want to do is you want to then present this to the sheriff and go, this actually violates this law, and this law, that they have distributed this to our children. And that's how you get rid of. Now, you haven't even addressed critical race theory, but you've now gotten rid of every school board member for being responsible for peddling pornography. Okay. So then you can start demanding more involvement with the school and actually take back the critical race theory stuff, or actually, you know, not allow them to do this. But this is how you start getting all of the parents engaged. But the parents have to start understanding that it doesn't end with the school board. There is so much tyranny that, you know, when they accepted this concept of taking away your rights, the next step that they haven't beaten us to is taking away our rights to petition and going after school boards. Next year, they may try to take away your rights to petition too. And then what do you have? I'm hoping that you can convince every parent to start understanding the real threat that we're facing under tyranny. Tyranny is a set of arbitrary rules not recognizing the laws of the land. That they just basically inflict us with whatever they want to and ignore our rights, ignore our privileges, ignore our immunities. So once you start understanding and getting that sheriff to become a part of the, you know, the solution is huge. Now what you start doing is you have to start actually reaching out to the political organizations within your county, such as the Republican Central Committee, and you need to work with them and the constitutional count, or if there's a constitution party in your county, their central committee. And if there are, then you want to actually start, you know, finding, I'd tell you to go to the Libertarian, but I mean, there's too many of them. Over 50% of the libertarians are wackos. They're anarchists that are actually tools for the Bolshevik Revolution. So 5-10 years ago, I would have said absolutely go to the libertarians, but not anymore. Anyway, when it comes down to getting organized, you have to start getting organized at the political level to say Central Committee for the Republican Party, the chair and the party, the PCOs, to say, who do we have to challenge the sheriff? Who do we have to challenge these school boards? We need names now so that we can start developing and nurturing these people. Now, what we have is we have a list of things to campaign on that should reach the hearts and souls and touch the minds of anybody who loves liberty in America. So I told you I'd go through this, so I will go through this, but you have to see, you know, how this process works. You need to kind of not necessarily set people up, but you need to give your sheriff the opportunity to, one, understand and learn, and then ask him if he's going to actually protect this right. nine times out of 10, I would think that the sheriff would, because nine times out of 10, they try to stay out of politics. And this is all about supporting the law. And so that's what you want to do. And so because every single one of these petitions makes the legal case as to why the governor should be removed, as to why these school board members should be removed, because you're going to help us with that. And why, same thing with the governor, but why your state needs to recall, not even recall, remove your representatives in Congress, both your senators as well as your representatives. When the sheriff starts understanding the magnitude of how bad this really is, and, oh, that there's this thing in the Constitution that says you must support your oath. So this is how you campaign against that sheriff, because Section 3 of the 14th Amendment clearly states no one, no local official can take an oath and not support the Constitution. If they do, if they directly violate, they allow violations of the Constitution, they are supporting rebellion against the same, against the Constitution. And in so doing, means that they should never, ever be a politician or be a public servant ever again. Folks, this is really that simple. And the way things have lined up, this isn't GR. This GR is not putting these. I'm just putting it together. GR didn't put these things into the Constitution. GR didn't give us these things that we have in the Constitution, such as our First Amendment right of petition for the redress of grievances, as well as Section 3 of the 14th Amendment. You know, we just connected the dots for you. All you have to do is convince the good people, the good parents in your county to start getting involved. And what we'll do is, and we've talked about, you know, how to get an unorganized militia moving by getting all of the different conservatives going. Do not create a 501c3. What you need to do is actually create an unorganized militia as a whatever you can call that. It should not be, well, I guess it would be a nonprofit, but because you're going to end up creating a treasurer and all of those types of things, just like you're creating a political party or any type of organization. But I don't know if it is a political, it should be a civil organization that you're creating, because that civil organization is the unorganized militia. The ultimate goal, when you know you have a constitutional county, the light that comes on, or bing, you finally, the bell rings and you go, we now have a constitutional county. That thing that makes that bell ring is when the sheriff creates and establishes a organized militia and creates a relationship with those folks in the county to where they then work together, so that when Antifa shows up in your county, if any of these anarchists or any of these idiots, these dolts that want to throw away their rights for communism, well, then the sheriff has the ability to mobilize the organized militia, and they'll start training. They'll start working together. And my friends, you will now start finding a county where crime starts to go away, and you will find a county that becomes a community instead of just a bunch of independent households that, you know, have hardly any connections with each other. That is a community when you start creating those connections with each other. I'm G.R. Mobley. We're Reclaiming the Republic, and we need your help. God bless. Have you taken the time to watch our presentation on YouTube that provided an irrefutable argument of what we have to do to save our Constitution and our Republic? I know it's over an hour and 30 minutes, but you only need to watch the first 30 minutes. If you take the time to watch this presentation, I promise it will change your paradigm regarding what our Constitution is and what we have to do if we are going to save it, our liberties, our sovereignty, and our republic. We already have answers to most of the questions that you might think of after watching this presentation, and we want to help you get to a point where you have a profound understanding of the audit and republic review process. This is why our bullet overview and flowchart of both the argument and process is available on reclaimingtherepublic.org. The sooner you get informed, the sooner you can get involved and make an impact. So go to reclaimingtherepublic.org to the Take Action page. That's where you'll find the video. Thank you so much.